Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yili Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Ravdov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the shiur on Daf Vav. We have here on Omer Aleph, the Gemara brings a memra, Omer Rav Tachlifa bar Avdi Meir Mar Shmuel. Yoim Aleph, L'divri Rabbi Yishmael, Olam Aser. Which means that Sunday, according to Rabbi Yishmael, creates an Issel Olam. The Rosh Hashanah's Girsa, Lo'ilam Oyser, and Asr's Lo'ilam, which means that since Sunday is the Yom Eid, Sunday is the holiday of the Goyim, so therefore, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Shloisha Lefneim and Shloisha Lacharim is Asr, which means 6 days are Asr, 3 days before and 3 days after. So here you have that the entire week is Asr. Now the Me'iri is Me'orer a Shaila like this. His Girsa in the Gemara was Yom Noitzri, L'divri Rabbi Yishmael L'olam Aser. And the censors took out this word Noitzri and they put in Yom Aleph. So the Meiri says like this, Yom Noitzri L'divri Rabbi Yishmael L'olam Aser is mashma that the Sunday, the holiday of the Noitzri, which are the Christians. We're not allowed to do business with the Christians the whole week. So the Meiri asks that we had in Tosfos in that Beis Amin Aleph, with Tosfos Bavaron the Shaila of how do we do business with the Goyim Bizman Hazeh? And Tosfos answers that Akum Shebeinenu Kimlon Begavayo Delo Polcho Lavoidus Kechavim. The Goyim that live amongst us, we know that they don't bow down to Avodah Zarah. So the Meiri asks, yeah, but if the Gemara seems to be saying otherwise. The Gemara says Yom Noitzri is Loilam Asu, which means that the Goyim of the faith, of the Noitzri faith, so it's also to do business with them. So how could Tosfos say that we're allowed to do business with the Noitzrim, Akim Shebeinenu, because they don't bow down to Avodah Zarah, but the Gemara seems to say otherwise. So the Meiri's answer is that the word Yom Noitzri doesn't mean the Das of the Noitzrim, doesn't mean the Christian religion, it means it's based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Noitzrim Boim Eretz Mecha, which is referring to Nebuchadnezzar and his hordes of Goyim. Now Nebuchadnezzar in Bavel, they were Oyved the Shemesh, they served the sun. And Sunday was their holiday. It was a weekly holiday because that they were Oyved the Shemesh. So says the Meiri, that's what the Gemara means. Yoim Noitzri, which means the day of the Noitzrim of Nebuchadnezzar is La'olam Asa. But Eino Chanami, the Noitzrim that we have today, it's Kimon Begavayo that they do not bow down to Avodah Zarah. And therefore, there's no issue to do business with them. Now, Rashi also had this girsa of Yom Noitzri, which the censor took out. And there's a Rashi, which the censor took out as well, which says like this. It's the Rashi is brought in the Chesreinus Hashas. And Rashi says, Noitzri, ha-hoylech b'ta'usei shel oysa ha-ish, that they follow the mistake of oysa ha-ish, she-tzivu lem lasis yemei be'echad b'shabbos. He made the holiday on Sunday. So Rashi is clearly learning, not like the Meiri, that Yom Noitzri means the Goyim of the Christian faith, and that means L'chayra, the Goyim Shebeinenu, the Akim Shebeinenu, who are of that faith, and the Gemara here is saying that it's also to do business with them. The same thing, the Rambam, in Pirsha Mishnayis, this was also censored out, but it's brought here in the Meiri, he says like this, V'da, Shezois Ha'uma Ha'Noitzriya, Ha'holchem Acher Emunas Yishoi, even though their religion seems different, kulam oyvde avodah zarah, ve'edehem kulam asurim, v'roy linogi moim b'chol ha'tera, mashi yinahegim oyvde avodah zarah. They have a din of oyvde avodah zarah. V'yom rishon mechlal edehem shel goyim. The Sunday, the holiday of Sunday that they have, is considered an aid. So we see that Rashi and the Rambam have this girsa of Yom Noitzri, and they learn kipshutei that it's going on the Christian religion. So how does it stem with Tosfos who says that the Akim Shebeinenu Kimon Begavayo Delepalchi Avoidus Alilam? So the chayra, the answer is that Enochanami Bizman Chazal they were over the Avodah Zarah. The Noitzrim were considered over the Avodah Zarah. But what Tosfos is saying is that the Noitzri religion has changed. Their religion has become a religion in which they're not Oyv the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, it's mutter for us to do business with them, even on Sunday. Now, B'derech Agav, in the Indian of the censor, I heard a very interesting anecdote from Rav David Cohen Shlita, that that he said over that he was speaking to Rav Moshe about a shaila, whether it's permitted to print an article that would state that the same din of pikuach nefesh that there is by a yid, that it's mutter to save a yid on Shabbos because of pikuach nefashis, the same din applies to a guy. That pikuach nefashis of a guy would also allow for him to be saved on Shabbos as well. So Rav Moshe held that it was permitted to print the article, and his reason was because there had been a reported incident that a frum yid had not called an ambulance to save a guy who was in sakonas nefashis, and that incident became reported in the newspapers, and another yid in a different country lost his life because of the anti-Semitism that this story caused. It turned out that the incident wasn't true, but that didn't matter. Once the goyim got wind of such an incident, they took it out on a certain yid, and that yid lost his life. So Rav Moshe held that it's permitted because it's like a sakonas haklal. So Rav David asked him from a marshal in Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara over there brings the following incident. It says, "Ukvar sholcha malchus roimi shnei sar diyotis, etzol chachme Yisrael." The malchus roimi sent two officers to the Chachmei Yisrael, and they said, "Limdunu teiraschem, teach us your Torah." So the Gemara says, "Karu v'shanu v'shulshu." They learned it. They chazered it. They learned it a third time. B'shas p'tirasan, when these two officers were leaving, Amru lahem, so they said, "Dikdaknu b'chol teiraschem, v'emesu, your Torah is true. Chutz midar v'zesh atemayim, except for this thing that you say, Shar shel Yisrael shenogach." Shar shel Knani is potter. If a shar of Yisrael damages a shar of a Knani, he's potter. Ob a shel Knani shenogach shar shel Yisrael is chayiv. So this thing is not true. Why? Because Ireu dafka. So then even the Knani should be potter. And if Ireu was lav dafka, so then the Yisrael should be chayiv. This was their one taina that they said. But they said, however, don't worry, we're not going to tell the Malchus that that this is in your Torah. Now, Tosfos over there asks, how could it be that they taught them Torah? It's also to teach a guy Torah, the Magid Dvar of Yaakov, only to Yisrael. So Tosfos says two terutzim. The first terutz, Tosfos says that it was a gzeiras hamoshel, and they were afraid it was sakonas nefashis. So there was no chiyuv of yiharag val yavar. So therefore, they taught the goyim Torah. Inami Tosfos says also atzman gerim. They made believe they were gerim, and then it's permitted to teach them Torah. So the marshal in Yamshal Shleim over there asks l'chayra. According to Tosfos' first teretz, so it was Xeris HaMoshel, and there was Sakonas Tefashos, and they had to teach them Torah. But why did they teach them this halacha? Why did they teach them that a Shor Shel Knani that's Negech, a Shor Shel Yisrael is Chayiv, but a Shor Shel Yisrael Shenach, a Shor Shel Knani is Potter? Why didn't they switch that? They should have said no. They should have either said they both are Potter or both are Chayiv. It was Sakonas Tefashos. And the only reason why they were saved was because these two sides of Yutim decided not to tell on them. Had they told on them, who knows what could have happened. So why didn't they switch the halacha? So the Marshal says, we see from here a Gevaldik Chiddush, that it's aser for anybody to switch a halacha. It's considered kfira. It's kofer b'teiras moisha. And kfira is yaharag val yavar. To switch a halacha is being kofer b'teiras moisha, and it's yaharag val yavar. So therefore, they had no choice. Once the goyim, they were forced to teach them Torah. Once they were forced to teach them Torah, once the goy asks for what's the halacha in this case, you have to tell him the truth. You can't switch it around. It's yaharag val yavar. So therefore, they had no choice. They had to tell them the truth. And I was sakana. Nothing you could do. It's yaharag val yavar. We find by Talmei HaMelech, by the Shivim Zakenim that wrote the Sefer Torah for Talmei HaMelech, they did switch things. So says the Marshal, that was al pi adibur. Inami the Marshal says there, they didn't switch any halachas. They just switched some of the wording so that it shouldn't be nira kiminus. Whatever it is, that's the Marshal's chiddush. That one is not permitted to be mezayif or change a halacha in the Torah. It's a din of kfira. It's a kofer b'teiras moisha. So Rav David is Rav Moshe. So ain't no chanami to sakona saklal, but you're changing a din. Lamai said there is no din of pikuach nefesh by a goy. There's a din of eva, but there's no din of pikuach nefesh by a goy. It's not the same din as a Yisrael. So Rav Moshe answered him that the halacha is not like the Marashal, and the raya is from the censor. We see that there are many places in Shas where the censor changed something. L'chaira, that's Yehara Gval Yavar. We should not have allowed the censor to do it. It'll be Sakonas Nefashas, it could even be Sakonas Aklal. Nothing we could do. It's Yehara Gval Yavar, you're not allowed to change a halacha. There are many times that it says in the censor that Akum Shebeinenu, they have a different din. The Gemara is only referring to the Akum who of the old times that were Ibdi Kechavim and Mazalas, and that's not true. It's a halacha which is not Emes. According to the Mashal, it's Yehara Gval Yavar. So you see, says Rav Moshe, that the halacha is not like the Mashal, and there's no din Yehara Gval Yavar on changing the halacha of a makam sakana. Towards the bottom of Amud Aleph, we have the famous sugya of Lifnei Iver. The Gemara says, Yiboy Elohu, Mishum Harvacha, Oidilma, Mishum Lifnei Iver, Loisitei Michshol. This that we say in the Mishnah, that it's Asr Losses Veloses Imohim, it's Asr to do business with them, is this because of Harvacha, or is this because of Lifnei Iver? Rashi says, Harvacha, the Rovach, the guy will profit, and he'll go, and he'll be moided to his avodah zarah, va'avu Yisrael mishum le'yishama al-picha. V'lifnei iver, Rashi says, the mazvin le'behema, he sells him a behema, u'makriva la'avodah z'kichovim. So the yid is over lifnei iver, because he's machshel, the guy, in the isra of avodah zarah. The Gemara says, Vaita, l'may nafkamina, the isle behema l'didei, the guy has a behema. Iyamit mishum harvacha ha'kamaravachle, l'may so the guy is profiting, iyamit mishum lifnevel isitem michshel ha'isle l'didei. Now, we learned on Daf Beis that there's a machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, how to understand Pshat in the Mishnah, and based on that machlekes, there'll be a machlekes in our sugya as well. Rashi learns that the iser of losses for losses imohem is to do business with a guy. One's not permitted to do business with a guy. According to Rabbeinu Tam, one is permitted to do business with a guy, just one is not allowed to sell to a guy a behema or any other midi de tekruvis. The issa losses for losses imayim is to give them an item of tekruvis and to take money from them. That's the issa according to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, our sugya comes out very good according to Rabbeinu Tam. The only issa is to sell to a guy a behema or a midi de tekruvis, and the Gemara is clarifying what is that issa. Is it Mishum Harvacha, which means that you're giving the guy extra, he now has extra behemoths. So since he has extra behemoths, he's going to be able to choose a nice behemoth for his Avodah Zarah. Or is the Issa Lif Neiver, and since he has his own behemoths already, so there's no Issa Lif Neiver. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is Kipshuta. According to Rashi, however, there are two problems, L'cha'ira, with our sugya. First of all, L'cha'ira, there is a more Pashita Nafgamina between the two Tzadim of the Yibaya than the Gemara says. The Pashita Nafgamina between the two Tzadim of the Yibaya, according to Rashi, is what type of business is Asa. If the Isser is Mishum Harvacha, that the guy is going to be Azalu Moida, so then any business should be Asa. But if the Isser is Lifnei Iver, then it's only an Isser on selling to the guy an item of Tekruvis, immediately Tekruvis, as Rashi says, the Masron Le Behema. So why does the Gemara say that the Nafkimina is this Le Behema Le Didei? The Nafkimina should be what business, what type of business is Asa to do with a guy? So we learned on Daf Beis that Bemis the Ritva is this question, and the Ritva says that Eino Chanami, the Gemara could have said this Nafkamina. The Gemara chose to say the Nafkamina, the Islay Behema L'Didei, in order to teach us the halacha that Lifnei Iver is only betray Avri Denahara, only if the Nichshal, if the Iver, cannot be over the Issa without the Marshal. So that's why the Gemara chose this Nafkamina, but Eino Chanami, the Gemara could have said Nafkamina, what kind of business is awesome? According to Rabbeinu Tam, the question doesn't begin. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, business was never aser. It was taka only aser to sell a behemoth to a guy. And therefore, that there's no nafkamina. The only nafkamina is if the guy has his own behemoth. That's question number one on Rashi. Question number two on Rashi is asked here in Tosfos, in the bottom of the Amud Divrei Maschal Doma. Tosfos asks on Rashi, Bishloima mecher, to sell to the guy, amidi de tekruvis, we understand is aser, also lifnei iver. But what about buying from a guy? According to Rashi, business is asa. So it's true. If it's Mishum Harvacha, any business is asa. If it's Mishum Lifnei Iver, only business of Tekruvis is asa. But still, business includes mekach u'memkar, buying and selling. So Bishlam is selling, says Taisus, we understand. You're not allowed to sell to the guy. Immediately to Kruvis, you're going to be over lift neiver. But to buy from the guy, all I'm doing is giving the guy money. That money is not immediately to Kruvis. What should be yasir with that? Why is there an issur lift neiver on giving the guy money? So Taisus says, v'shemer yesh loimar, shemamtzi loimois liknois tzorchi avodas kechav. According to Rashi, what we have to say is that when you buy from the guy something, you're giving the guy money, and with that money, he's going to go and he's going to buy something for his avodah zarah. And in that way, he's going to be over lifnei. This is Tosfos Teretz. It comes out a very interesting thing from Tosfos, that on the tzad of lifnei iver, it would be usher to sell to a guy immediately to kruvis, but it's usher to buy from a guy anything. Because selling to a guy, I'm over lifnei only if I give him an item that he could use for his avodah zarah. Buying from him, however, is usher in anything because when I buy something from the guy, I'm giving him money and he's going to go take that money and go buy something immediately to kruvis. So that's lifnei. So according to Tosfos Teretz and Rashi, it comes out that if it's mishum harvacha, then any business is usher. If it's mishum lifnei, it's usher to sell to a guy immediately to kruvis and buy from a guy anything. This is Tosfos' Mahalach in Rashi. Fashteitzach, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the question doesn't begin. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole Isser is to sell to a guy immediately to Kruvis. There's taka no Isser to buy anything from a guy. The Mishnah never meant that there was any Isser to buy anything from a guy. Now, Lemaisa, Tosfos Teretz is not poshet. The Gemara says, Vaitan daf yudalet, it's a Mishnah, that it's Osir to sell Levoina to a guy. Levoina is immediately to Kruvis, and if you sell Levoina to a guy, he's going to go ahead and use it as a Kruvis for his avodah zarah. The Gemara says that a chavila of Levoina, a bundle of Levoina, I'm permitted to sell to a guy. Why? Because a guy won't use a whole chavila for avodah zarah. So why is he buying a chavila? The Teretz is he's a wholesaler. He's buying in bulk. He's taken not going to use it for avodah zarah, and he's going to sell it to other guy in small quantities. So since he's not going to be using it for avodah zarah, there's no issur lifnei iver. So the Gemara asks, Eino Hanami, he's not going to use it for avodah zarah, but he's going to go ahead and sell it to other people who are going to use it for avodah zarah. So there's lifnei iver that way. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya alifnei mefakedinon, alifnei de lifnei loy mefakedinon. The issur is lifnei iver loy sitei mechshol. There's no issur of lifnei de lifnei iver loy sitei mechshol. Which means, l'chayra, that the only time a person is over lifnei iver is if he directly causes the avera. But if he indirectly causes the avera, then there's no issur lifnei iver. That's what the Gemara says. So l'chayra, what is Tosfos Bayah saying? That it's usur to buy anything from a guy. Because when I buy something from him, I'm giving him money. And he's going to go take the money and use it to buy a tekruvis for his avodah zarah. L'chayra, that's lifnei de lifnei. It's an indirect cause. I'm not directly causing the issur. I'm only giving him money, and he's going to go take the money and do another maisa, which is then going to bring him to have it to kruvis, to be makrovit to kruvis for avodah zarah. So why should it be usur? It's only lifnei de lifnei. And the emes is the stipler brings down from the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis that he says mefurish that buying something from a guy, even though you're giving him money, and even if the guy uses the money to buy avodah zarah, is lifnei de lifnei, and it's there's no issur. This is the question on Tosfos. So the Stipler explains that this machlokes Tosfos and the Sefer HaChinuch depends on how you learn the heter of lifnei de lifnei. Is the heter of lifnei de lifnei because it's indirect, as we spoke, that the only time the Torah asks lifnei iver is if you directly cause the isser to happen, but if it's only an indirect cause, so there's no isser, that's lifnei de lifnei. Or is the pshat that the Torah only asked giving it to the Iver, with the Iver leisitei michshol, which means that I am not permitted to be machshol someone, I'm not permitted to be machshol an Iver, that he should be over the Yisr. But if I give it to Reuven, and Reuven goes ahead and gives it to Shimon, so I wasn't able to lifnei iver, I never gave it to the iver. The iver is Shimon, not Reuven. So that's lifnei to lifnei. When there are two people involved, and I give it to one person, and he's not nichshol, and that person gives it to another person who is nichshol, so that's lifnei to lifnei, because I had no contact with the iver. There was no lifnei, but I see the nichshol. So says the stipler, this is the machlekes, Tosfos and the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch holds that the heter of lifnei to lifnei is because it's a geirim to geirim. which means it's an indirect grama. I didn't cause it directly, I caused it indirectly. So the same thing, if I give the guy money, so it's an indirect cause, because the guy now has to go buy tekruvis, has to do a whole new ma'isa. And that's going to be gairim him to be over the issa. Tosef says, no. The heter lefnei de lefnei just means that you have to be the one who was machshel the iver. Not that you gave it to someone else who was machshel an iver. That's lefnei de lefnei. So over here, when I give the guy money, it's the same guy who's being over the iser. There's no lefnei de lefnei. He's the iver. So it's true that I gave it to him in an indirect way. I gave him money and he has to use the money to go buy the tekruvis. Abel amais, it's the same person. This is the iver. So mamela maybe lifnei iver. Lifnei the lifnei is only if I sell a chavila of Levoina to one guy. And that guy goes ahead and sells it to a different guy. So I had no contact with the iver. That's lifnei the lifnei. But where I had the contact with the iver, I was the one who gave him the ability to be able to issue, even though it was indirectly. Afilu hachi, the person's able lifnei iver. This is the way the stipler wants to explain the machlekes, Tosfos and the Sefer HaChinuch. Now, there's another way to understand the machloek is Tosfos and the Sefer HaChinuch, based on a yesoid that the Ibn Ozel says in Shitas HaRambam, in Perek Tes Mehilchas Akum. The Ibn Ozel wants to say that the Rambam had a different gears in the Gemara, and he learns that the heter of Lefnei de Lefnei is because it creates a suffix. However, if it's a vade that it's going to happen anyway, then there's no heter of Lefnei de Lefnei. Lefnei de Lefnei is only because since it's further removed, it's more of a suffix that it's going to happen, so there's no Lefnei either when it's a suffix. Masha Inkein, if Be'etzim we know it's vade going to happen anyway, this Meicher Chavila is certainly going to sell Levoina to Goyim, who else is he going to sell to? Then a vade that would be Aser, and that's why the Raman doesn't bring down that heter. This is the side of the Eben Ozel. So it could be, according to that, maybe that's what Tosfos means. Since it's 3 days before the Chagah, and we know that the Goyim, they're busy with buying Tekruvis for their Avodah Zarah, we know that if we're going to give him money, it's a Karav Levada, he's going to go buy Tekruvis for Avodah Zarah. So Memela, there's no Het of Lefnei de Lefnei. The Sefer HaChinuch holds it has nothing to do with Safik. It's Lefnei de Lefnei is Mutter because it's a Gairim de Gairim. That's the Heter. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, and maybe that's Shitas HaTosfos, Lefnei de Lefnei is because it creates a Safik. So Memela, in this case, where there's no Safik, the Halacha would be that it's Asa. Now, with this Mahalach in Tosfos, we could understand the Tosfos later in Daf Yudalad. Tosfos in Daf Yudalad, L'chayre is Mashma, like this Eben HaOzel. In Dibur HaMaschol Chatzov, Tosfos says at the end that Svarim HaPsulim, Haruim Latifla Beveis Avoides Kechavim, Svarim books which are used to serve the Avoides Zara in the base Avoides Zara, Aser Limkor Lahem Lekoimrim, one's not permitted to sell it to the Koimrim, to the priests, the Oivim Mishum Lefnaiver, because you're being machshel them with Avodah Zarah. Va'af la'ovid kechavim she'ena koimer aser, de'bevada yitnenu o'yim kirenu la'koimer. It's even aser to give or to sell it to a regular guy, because that regular guy is going to for sure go ahead and sell it to the koimer, or give it to the koimer. So therefore, you're being machshel them in the Isra of Avodah Zarah. So the Velt asks, what happened to Lefnei de Lefnei? I'm selling it to a guy, he's not using it, he's not a Kaimer, so he's not going to use it in the base of Avodah Zarah, and he's going to go ahead and give it to the Kaimer, so it should be Lefnei de Lefnei. And it's two separate people, so L'chayra, L'chuli Alma, according to the stipler, L'chuli Alma, it should be Lefnei de Lefnei. But according to Eben Ozel, it's not Lefnei de Lefnei, because since the whole het of Lefnei de Lefnei, according to Eben Ozel, is based on Safik, it has to be Moisiv a Safik, it has to make it into a Safik, that's the het of Lefnei de Lefnei. Over here you don't have it, because it's Bevadai, there's nothing else to do with these books. So since there's nothing else to do, Bevadai, he's going to give it to the Kaimer, and Memela, there's no Safik, and Memela is no heter of Lefnei de Lefnei. Now, there's another discussion in this Eben Ozel, which is very negated to our sugya, and it's like this. The Eben Ozel is discussing a shaila where in a certain town, the kosher butchers, when they had a treifa, they would sell the treifas to goyim. Now, what the problem was, it became this barer that the goyim used to turn around and sell it to yidden, to avaryanim, people who would eat tarfas b'mezit. Not only that, they also sold it to some restaurants in the town, and those restaurants would serve food to people who ate kosher, and some of the people who ate there thought that it was kosher, and really it turned out that it was treif, and they were being nichshel b'shoigig. So there were some people who were being nichshel b'mezid and some people who were being nichshel b'shoigik. The shaila was, is it mutter for these butchers, for these kashera butchers, to sell their treifus to the goyim if they're going to go ahead and turn around and sell to Yidden? So the Ibn Ozel wants to say that maybe it should be mutter. Because we have here, in the Gemara of Ayat and Daf Yudalad, that lefnei de lefnei is mutter. So what's happening over here? I'm selling it to a guy. So there's no lefnei either. The guy is turning around and selling it to a yid. That's lefnei de lefnei. Lecheret should be mutter. So the Ibn Ozel brings from a rush, Vayter and Daf Yudalad. The rush says like this, V'dafka gabi akum. The heter of lefnei de lefnei is only by a guy. Aval gabi Yisrael chay shinon lahachshel. But by Yisrael, it's aser lefnei de lefnei. Why? Because we're choshish not to be machshel another yid. So therefore, chayshin and alefnei de lefnei. And the Rosh brings a raya from a Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara says, Gabi arva de tova bechishta. There was a boat that was carrying wheat, carrying grain, and it sunk in a river. So the din is, also is vuni la'akum, you're not allowed to sell that grain to a guy. Why? Dilma hadar mezavna liYisrael. Maybe he's going to turn around and sell it to a yid. And the yid won't know that this grain had been submerged in water. And grain that's submerged in water is also to use for Pesach, because there's a chshash chimutz. So we see, now over there it's lefnei de lefnei, I'm selling it to a guy, and the guy is selling it to a yid. So we see, says the Rosh, that there's no heter of lefnei de lefnei by a yid, because we're always chayshish to be machshel another yid. This is the Rosh. So says the Ibn Ozel, we see klar in the Rosh, that there's no heter of lefnei de lefnei by a yid. So in our case, of the katsovim, of the kosher butchers, it would be also because of a chshash of lefnei de lefnei. Now, l'chayra, there's a question on the Rosh. What does the Rosh say? That we see in that Gemara, Masechet Pesachim, that there is an issur of lefnei de lefnei by Yisrael. So we have to say that the Gemara over here in Avodah Zarah that says that lefnei de lefnei is mutter is only by a goy, not by Yisrael. But l'chayra, there's a chilik between Arg Sugya, the Sugya here in Masechet Avodah Zarah, and the Sugya Masechet Pesachim. The Sugi Masechta Avodah Zarah is talking about a mezid, where the end user is a mezid. That means the guy will buy, the middleman, the guy will buy a chavila of levoina, and he's going to sell levoina to other guyim, and those guyim will be mezid, go ahead and be makriv that levoina to Avodah Zarah. The case of Masechta Psachim is a case of shaykik, where the end user, the Yisrael, who buys the grain, the chitim, won't know that these chitim have a chashash chimutz, and he's going to end up using it on Pesach. Or the Gemara Masecht Chulin that says it's usher to sell a beged that has shatnez, unrecognizable shatnez in it, to a guy, because the guy may turn around and sell it to a yid. So in all these cases, the end user, the Yisrael, is a shaygeg. So maybe there's a chilek between shaygeg and mezid. When the end user is going to be a shaygeg, you're being machshel someone with shaygeg, he's not going to know that he's being over an isser. If he would have known, he would never have been over this isser, so then avad it's asr. My shaygeg here with the end user is amazing, so it's only an isser of lefnei iver, so lefnei de lefnei, there's no isser. How do we know? How did the Rosh know to be mechalik between a Yisrael and a goy? Why was he not mechalik between a shaygeg and a mezid? So we see, says Rabbi Zalman, that obviously the Rosh holds that there's no chilek between shaygeg and mezid. If lefnei de lefnei is mutter, then it's mutter even b'shoigeg. And if lefnei de lefnei is aser, it's aser even b'mezit. So what's the chilek between the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah and the Gemara Masechta Pesachim? Al karchach, the chilek is between a Yisrael and a Goy. Now, Rabbi Zalman uses this diak in the Rosh to ask a kasha on a Dagul Merovavo in Simen Kufnun Aleph in Yerudea. The Ramo over there says, he says like this, in Sif Aleph, at the end of Sif Aleph, he says, Yesh Oimrim, Ha de Aser Limkar Lohem Dvaram Hashayachim Lavidasa, this that it's Aser to sell to a guy something which is Shayach to Avodah Zarah, Hainudafka Im Ein Lohem Acherim Kiyotziboy, Oish Layuchlo Liktos Mamokam Acher. That's only if they don't have another item like this, or they can't find another item to buy in another place. Avul Michoilim Liktos Mamokam Acher, if they could buy from a different vendor, Mutter Limkar Lohem Kol Dovah, it's Mutter to sell them anything. And the Ramah Fir Zois, V'yesh Machmirim, V'nagu L'hokol Kisvara Harushayna, V'chol Bal Nefesh Yachmir La'atzmai. So the Shach over there in Sivkot and Vav says, what's this Machlaikis? So he says like this, the Machlaikis is Tali in a seeming stira in Toysvis. Toysvis by us, in the Vav Amud Beis, on top of the Amud, Toysvis says, in the Vriyam Aschol Minayin, he says like this, One is not permitted to hand to a mummer, to Avodah Zarah, meaning a Yisrael, who's a mummer, who's an Avarian. You're not permitted to give him a davar aser, afal pi shehu shalahem, even though it belongs to them. Ki hadavar yadua sheyechluhu, because it's understood that they're going to eat it. V'hu ne'aser lahem. And it's aser, the ki Yisrael gamer chashvin alai, even though he's a mummer, he's really a Yisrael gamer. And Tosfos fears, this is only talking in a case where he won't be able to get it without you handing it to him. Like the Gemara says, that the only time a person is able if they iver, if it's on two sides of a river, meaning that the nichshol, the iver, cannot get the item without you. Only then is the person over on lifnei iver. So a person is not allowed to be moshit to a mummer any dvar issa, because you know he's going to eat it, but hanimili, only if it's betray avri denhara, only if he can't get it without you. If he can get it without you, then it's mutter. That's what Taisus says by Yos and Navavam the base. Taisus in Masechta Shabbos, Dav Gimel Amar Aleph, says otherwise. Taisus says over there that Mikol Mokoim Isser the Rabbanan Mio Ika, even though there's no Isser Lifnei Iver by Trei Avri Denahara, but there's an Isser the Rabbanan, Shechayiv Lahafrisha Mi Isser, Yimuchayiv Tim Afrishim from Isser. So there's an Isser the Rabbanan, this Isser is called Mesayei Eli the Over Averus. It's an Isser being Mesayei on Over Averus, even though it's Chad Avri Denahara, even though he could get it without you, Afilohochi, it's awesome the Rabbanan. So the Poskim, the Beis Yosef, and the Ramah ask this Stira, this seemingly a Machloikis here, whether there's this Isser the Rabbanan, and they say that it's Taka Machloikis, and that's the two Sheetas in the Ramah. The first Sheet in the Ramah is Taisus and Avodah Zarah by us, that there's no Isser Bechlal if the guy could get it someplace else. The Yesh Machmirim is Taisus and Masech the Shabbos, that says that there's an Isser the Rabbanan, V'nogu L'Hokol Kisvar Yishayna, Aval Ma'isa Bal Nefer Shebi Machmir. Says the Shach, no. He disagrees with the Ramah. He says that there's no machloikis between the two Taisus in Masechta Shabbos that says an Isser d'Rabbanan, and Taisus in Masechta Avodah Zarah that says that there's no Isser d'Rabbanan, there's no machloikis. What's the chilek? So the Shach says that there's a chilek between a regular Yisrael and Yisrael Mummer. A regular Yisrael with his achiv lafrishoi. So then you can't give him. You certainly can't give him the Isser, even though he can get the Isser without you. But you really chayiv to be mafrishim from the Isser if possible. So you're certainly not allowed to hand him the Isser. So that's by a regular Yisrael. Tosus by us in the Avavam Beis here that says that it's that there's no Isser Darabon and is talking about a Yisrael Mummer who there's no Chiv to him Afrishim. He's a Yisrael Mummer. So there's no Isser being Mesayel de Ivra Avera and there's no Isser Darabon. This is the way the Shach wants to answer the two Tosfosin, and Mimela there's no Machloikis. Everybody holds that by a regular Yisrael there is an Isser Darabon and Mesayel, and everybody holds that by a Mummer there's no Isser of Mesayel. Comes along the Dog of Maravav and he says like this, Havadai, she Yisrael Mummer, afal pi shechot Yisrael. A Yisrael Mummer, even though he was choita, he's still a Yisrael. Why does the Shach say that there's no chiv to be mafresh Yisrael Mummer from an Avera? What's the difference between him and anybody else? So says the Dog of Maravav, al karchach, what the Shach must mean is that this din of lafrisha me isser, that there's a chiv to mafrisha Yisrael from an isser, is only by Yisrael that's being over an isser b'shoigek. Avol be Yisrael deroitza laver b'mezer al eza avera, afilu ein a mummer gomer, even if he's not a mummer, ein Yisrael achem etzuvah lafrisha l'das ha-shach. What the Shach is saying is, not that there's a chilek between a mummer, a regular Yisrael and a mummer, the chilek is between shoigek and mezer. If the person's a shogig, so you have to mafresh him. You have to tell him to be over an isser. But if the person's amazed, if he behechrich wants to be over an isser, you're not going to be able to stop him. So that's what the Shach means. Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos is talking about a Yisrael as being over b'shogeg. So there's a chiv lafrishay. Tosfos in Masechta Avodah Zarah is talking about a mummer, and the mummer mistama is doing it amazed. He's not interested in being mafresh. He knows he's doing the isser, and afilu ochi wants to do it anyway. So there's no chiv lafrishay me isser. So as long as it's not betray avid in ahara, it would be mutter. This is the Dog of Meravava's understanding of the Shach. Says Rabbi Zalman that l'chera we have a raya from the Rosh, not like the Dog of Meravava. If the Rosh would hold that there's a chilek between Shegig and Mezid, that b'Shegig you have to be mafresh a person from being over an Isser. And b'meizid, there's no chiv la'afrisha miyaser. So what's the Rosh's kasha from the Gwaram Sachin? The Gwaram Sachin is talking when he's a shaygeg. Mashenkin, by in the sugiv l'fnei de l'fnei, here in Masech Nevoi de Zara and Daf Yudalad, the sugiv l'fnei de l'fnei is even if there's a, if he's a meizid. So the Rosh has said, the chilik is, that there's no issel l'fnei de l'fnei when he's a meizid, but there is an issel l'fnei de l'fnei when he's a shaygeg. So you see, says Rabbi Zalman, that the Rosh didn't hold it as chilek. The Rosh holds there's no difference between a shaking and a mezid. Either way, there's a chiv to be mafreshim. So al karchach, the chilek between the two sugis is that one's talking about a guy, one's talking about a Yisrael. This is Rabbi Zalman's kasha on the Dagum Meravava. The Lamaisa, to answer for the Dagum Meravava, l'chari we could say that there's a chilek between lefnei de lefnei and the Isra of being Mesayel de Ebre Avera. The Isra of lefnei de lefnei is talking about a situation where the Nichshal will not be able to be over the Yisr without the Mashal. It's Trey Avri de Nahara. The only thing is, it's Lefnei de Lefnei. It's not Lefnei Iver. It's Lefnei de Lefnei. So the Heter is because it's Lefnei de Lefnei. So there, the Rosh held Misvara that there's no Chilik between Shagig and Mezid. If the only way that the Nichshal is going to be able to be over the Yisr is Al Yidei the Mashal, so then there's no Chilik between whether he's being Nichshal b'Shagig or being Nichshal b'Mezid. L'maisa, the Mashal is causing the Yisr. So there, the only Chilik could be between the Yisrael and a Goy. Mashenke, when it comes to the case of Mesael Yerbi Aveirum, so there, Be'etzem, the Nichshel could be over the Yisr without the Machshel. So I would say the Machshel is not causing the Yisr, the Nichshel himself is going to be able to do the Yisr. So there, Taka, there's a Svarat to Yuchal, King Shaykh, amazed. Avifel, the Nichshel is amazed, he wants to do the Yisr, so I'm not going to be able to stop him, so I'm not Machiv to stop him, because he could do it without me. It's only in a case where he can't do it without me, so there's no Svarat to Yuchal, King Shaykh, amazed, and that's why the Rosh doesn't make such a chilik, he only makes a chilik between a Yisrael and a Goy. Now, the Gemara, on top of Amud Beis, says like this, Amar Amnosin, Minayin shel yoishit Odom kois shel yayin lenozir ve'evim en achayel ibnei noyach. How do we know that it's aser to give a kois shel yayin to a nozir, or evim en achay to a Goy? Talmud loyma v'lefnei v'leisitei michshol. Rashi says, lo yoishit Odom kois yayin lenozir, shema yovoy l'shtoysin. Now, l'choira, the lashon of Rashi is mashma, that we taka don't know if the nozir is going to drink the wine. It's only a shema. Shema yovel l'shtoisei. And still, it's aser to give him the kois, because maybe he's going to come to drink it. So it sounds like the issur l'fnei iver is even b'mokum safik. However, when we look at Tosfos in the Devar Maschil Minayin, the Lashon Tosfos is at the end, ki adover yodua sheyechluhu. It's aser to give, to be moshit to a mummer, a dvar iser. Ki hadover yodua sheyechluhu. It's known, it's understood that he's going to eat it. L'chayr, the Lashon of Tosfos is mashma, that it's a vaday, that it's yodua, it's known, it's a vaday that he's going to eat it. And that's why there's an issel lefnei iver. But maybe if it's only a suffix, there'll be no issel lefnei iver. So this diyuk is made in the Tshuva Sefer Mach Nechayim, and Itaka makes a machlokes out of it. He says that there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, lefnei iver is only where it's a vaday that the nichshal is going to be over the iser, and according to Rashi, even if it's a suffix. He's talking there about a case where a person was selling bread in a marketplace, and he noticed that there were many people who were buying the bread and eating it without Netilas Yadayim. So he wanted to know, he asked the Shaila, is he allowed to sell the bread because he's being machshel? These people and eating bread without Netilas Yadayim. So the Mach Nechayim says, L'chor will be telling this Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. If I sell a bread to someone, I don't know if he's going to wash or he's not going to wash, so it's a suffix. So according to Rashi, there's a takach shash of lifnei iver shemi yovel l'shtoisei. But according to Tosfos, it's only when it's adav yodua. If it's not adav yodua, so then there would be no iser. Oh. The problem l'chayra is that there's a Gemara Vaita in Daf Tesvav which seemingly says meforish like Tosfos. The Gemara over there brings a Mishnah Masech l'Shvius beishami oimrim lo yimkar odem para hachireshes b'shvius. One is not permitted to sell a para that's capable of doing charisha on Shemitah, because we chayshid that the person is going to use it to plow his field. Why? Because he could shecht it. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara says, because kol hecha de ikka lemitli talina. Whenever we have a talia, whenever we have a good possibility, another possibility of what the person wants to do with this para, we're allowed to be talila. So since there's a tzad that he wants to shech the para, so even though there's also a very good tzad that he wants to use the para for charisha, we're allowed to be toila that he wants to use the para for shechita. This is the Gemara Vaita. So l'chayra, it's a mefurish haraya to Tosfos. That means l'fnei iver is only if we know for sure that the person is going, that the nichshal is going to be over the yisr. But if there's a makom to be toila that he's not going to be over the yisr, so then it will be mutter. So if I give a kais of yain to a nazir and I'm takin not sure if he's going to drink it or not, if he's going to use it for something else or give it to someone else, it would be mutter lecher, because that could be toila, it could be toila lahakal. Rashi seems to say otherwise. Rashi says that even though it's only a suffix, it should be yisr. So what would Rashi do with the Gemara Vaita? So the Machne Chaim explains, and Bemis, it's a Ritva Vaita, that there's a chilik between a Chefza de Yisura and a Chefza de Hetera. A Chefza de Yisura is an item where the Chefetz itself is Asr. So, Lamashal, a piece of Nevela, a piece of Evim Menachai, a Kos Yain for a Nazir, these are all Chefza de Yisura. The thing itself is a Dvar Yisur. A Chefza de Hetera is something where the thing itself is not a Dvar Yisur, just the person could use it Li Yisura. So, there's a chilik. If it's a chefza de yisura, then it's aser even by makom safek. But if it's a chefza de hetera, so then kol hechad ikal mitli talina. So therefore, when it comes to being moshe the kos yayin to a nazir, so there Rashi holds even by makom safek it's aser. Even if I'm not sure if the nazir is going to drink it, it's still aser. Mashenk, when it comes to selling a parah chereshes b'shvias, the parah is not a chefza de yisura. The parah is a chefza de hetera. There's nothing wrong with a parah. It's only that a parah could be used le'isr, and therefore there's a chashash of lefnei ibris. That's only if I know bevada that he wants to use it for harisha. But if I have a suffix, if maybe he wants to use it for shechita, so then it'll be mutter. So the Ritva Vaita and Daf Samach Beis makes an interesting chilek based on this yisoid. He says, if a person has workers, and it comes lunchtime, and he has to feed them, so he gives them money. So he says like this, if the only store in town where they could use this money sells tarifus, then it's aser. However, if there are two stores in town, and one store sells treif, and one store sells kosher, there the halacha would be that it would be mutter to give them the money. Why? Says the Ritva, because money is a chefzid etera. This money itself is not aser, it's only that they could use the money to buy advar iser. So if there's taka only one store, so it's a vada that they're going to buy advar iser, then it's taka aser. But if there are two stores, so it's a suffix, so there's a makom to be taila, kol hecha de'ika lemitli talinon, even though I don't have any reason to believe that they're going to bedafka want to buy kosher. Afilu hachi, it's mutter for me to give them the money because it's a suffix. So based on this yisoid, the Machne Chaim is matir, the situation where the person was selling bread in the shuk. Because over there, so according to Tosfos, it's not a vadai that he's going to eat it without Netilas Yadayim. But even according to Rashi, that b'makom safek, it's also aser. But hani mili, if he sells them a chefzi d'yisura. But over here, it's not a chefzi d'yisura. Bread is not a chefzi d'yisura. It's only that the person could be ever an issa with the bread if he doesn't wash Netilas Yadayim. So since it's a chefzi d'hetera and it's a safek, kol hechad ikal amit l'talinon, therefore it's mutter to sell the bread. Now this yisoid is very negeya to many shailas that come up with manenu. Reb Shlomo Zalman was makel based on this yisoid for a person to place a soda machine in a fraya neighborhood and not to close the soda machine down on Shabbos. There's a chashash lefnei iver. If a person has a soda machine, a vending machine that's available in these areas, there's a chashash that a person's going to come along and buy a soda on Shabbos. So lechayyud it should be also you should have to close the machine down on for Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman says no, because lemaisa is a makom to be taila. We could be taila that the person is not going to buy it on Shabbos. He's going to buy it on Sunday. Why should he bedafka buy on Shabbos? Maybe he'll want to buy it on Sunday. So since there's a makom to be taila, he's going to be able to buy it on Sunday. So therefore, it's mutter. Well, again, based on this yisoid that a soda is not a chefzid yisura. There's nothing wrong with a soda. It's only that the person could be over an isur al yidei the soda by buying it on Shabbos. So since it's a suffix and it's a chefzid etera, there's no isur lefnei iver in this case. A similar shaila would come up with a website. If a website sells items and the website is open on Shabbos. Now, if the website is selling items that someone could find any place in other websites, so then there's no lefnei iver. It's not trei avri denahara. The person could buy the item on a different website. But what happens if a person is selling items on a website on a big sale, a big discount? So there's room to believe that the buyers would only buy it from his website, only because he's having the sale. They wouldn't buy it from other websites. Or if the person is selling items that are not benimts on other websites, like Judaica or something like that. So the question would be, is there an issa lefnei iver of keeping the website open on Shabbos if there's a possibility that a fraya yid will buy something on Shabbos? So I heard from Rav David Cohen Shlita that he said the same yisayit, the same hatter. Since you're selling Chefetz HaTorah, everything that's being sold on the website is a Chefetz HaTorah. It's only a shayla that maybe the guy is going to use the website to buy something on Shabbos. So it's a Chefetz HaTorah, and it's a suffix that maybe he's going to buy on Shabbos, maybe he's going to buy on Sunday. So there's a makom to be tailor that he could buy on Sunday. So kol hechad the ikal mikle talinon, and there would be no shayla, it would not be a problem to keep the website open on Shabbos. Now, the Chofetz Chaim in Klal Tes of Hilchos Lashon Hara also makes this diyuk in Rashi, that there's an issel lifnei iver even by a shema, but he has a little bit of a different understanding of this Rashi. The Chofetz Chaim over there is working through the question, why is every avak Lashon Hara only osim ederabonon l'cha'ira, it should be osim ederais als lifnei iver. What's avak Lashon Hara? Avak Lashon Hara is when a person is misavev, he causes others to speak Lashon Hara. So therefore, a person is not allowed to say a shvachim about someone because that's going to lead people to talk about Begnusay. That's going to lead people to say Lashon Hara about him. A person is not allowed to say, don't remind me about this and this person because it's going to cause others to say Lashon Hara about him. So whenever a person causes others to say Lashon Hara, that's Avak Lashon Hara. So the Chofetz Chaim asks, L'cha'ira, that should be awesome in their eyes, also L'fnei'iver, why is it only Avak Lashon Hara? So the Chofetz Chaim wants to say that Hagam, that Rashi here is Mashma, that there's an Isser L'fnei'iver, even in a case of Safik, he says that's only if it's Karav L'vadai. Hadava Karav L'vadai Sheyechta Al Yodai. That's when there's an Isser of L'fnei'iver, even B'makim Safik. However, if it's a true suffix, if it's a real suffix, that taka the person maybe won't be over, so then there's no issel lifnei iver. This that Rashi says, shami yovel lishtoyis, it doesn't mean that it's a emes a suffix ashokel. Rashi means that it's karav levadai. Shami yovel lishtoyis, because there's a good chance that he'll drink it. Mashenkin, in the case of avak lashon hara, so there it's only a suffix. Maybe others will come to say lashon hara, maybe not, and therefore there's no issel of lifnei iver in that case. Now, the Gemara on Amud Beis brings a braisa, Tani Rav Zvid b'deber Rabbi Yishia, Dover she'ein miskayim meichrin lohem. It's permitted to sell to a guy 3 days before the Eid something which won't last. Avalein loichem mehem, but it's usher to buy. Rashi explains that since the item doesn't last till the Yom Eid, memelit is no chashash of ozol amoida. Because since he won't see it, it won't be there, it won't be miskayim by the Yom Ha'eid, there's no ozol amoida. However, to buy a davashena miskayim from the guy is aser, because since the guy is happy to get rid of it, he has to get rid of it, it's tachena miskayim, so he's happy to get rid of it. So therefore, he's sameach, and therefore there's a chash of ozel umoyde. Now, we spoke that there's a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos in the Mishnah, how to understand the iser of maso matan. Rashi learns that all maso matan is aser, because there's a chash of ozel umoyde, whether you sell an item to a guy so he's happy that he got the item, or you buy an item from a guy so he's happy that he did business. Either way, there's a chash of ozel umoyde, and it's also to do business with a guy. Rabbeinu Tam learns, no, the isra maso maton is only in midite tekruvus. It's also to sell to a guy in midite tekruvus and to take his money. But when it's permitted, according to Rabbeinu Tam, to sell anything else, or to buy anything from a guy. Now, l'chayra, this b'raisa is a raya to Rashi, because the b'raisa says that one is not permitted to buy from a guy a dover she'ena miskayim, aval ein loicha mehem. L'chayra, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no issur to buy anything from a guy. One's permitted to buy everything from a guy. The whole issur is to sell to a guy immediately to kruvis and to take his money, but there's no issur to buy anything from a guy. So how does Rabbeinu Tam understand pshat in this b'raisa? So Tosfos here asks the kasha, Tosfos the Ramaschal Avaloi Loikchim, and Tosfos says, Lepirish Rabbeinu Tam, Deloi Osir Shum Kiniya. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that there's never an Isser to buy anything from a guy, Tzarech Loimar, that Loikchim means Kabbalah's Dairin, accepting a present. When a Yid is Makabbalah Dairin, when he accepts a present from a guy, the guy is Besimcha, is Sameach, and there's a Chashash of Ozel Amaydah. So the din is that one is not permitted to accept from a guy a Dava Shein Amaskayim. So Tosfos says, "V'huadinami b'davar hamiskayim shein mekabel me'emenu derin." Really, it's everything. One is never permitted to be mekabel from a guy any present 3 days before the Eid. So why does the Brisa say davar shein miskayim? Because the Brisa is telling you the dinner of davar shein miskayim that one is permitted to sell it to them. So since the Brisa is talking about a davar shein miskayim, it fears us with a davar shein miskayim too. But huadin, it's not permitted to accept any present from a guy, whether it's a davar miskayim or davar shein miskayim. That's how Tosfos learns pshat according to Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh says a different shot, a chiddush. He says, "Ve'efsher the Rabbeinu tam moide, the dogo she'enu miskaymin loikchem mehem." Maybe this is the one thing that Rabbeinu tam is moide that you're not permitted to buy from a goy. The kivon de misave lemoichroi, since the goy is interested in getting rid of it and selling it, sameach ve'ozel lemoide. So even though Rabbeinu tam holds that mekach u'memkar means that it's only also to sell to a goy midi to kruvis, he'll be moide that it's usher to buy a dover she'enem eskayim from a goy. Af al pisha pirish to be mekach u'memkar l'shayich ozu l'moide, even though Rabbeinu Tam holds that by mekach u'memkar there is no ozu l'moide, because the goy is losing something as well. He's not just gaining, he's also losing. But dover she'enem eskayim sameach boy, but by dover she'enem eskayim, Rabbeinu Tam is moide that there is an ozu l'moide, because the goy is sameach. Because he has to get rid of it. It's a dover she'enem eskayim. So this is the one situation where Rabbeinu Tam will agree that it's also to buy something from a goy.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.